USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination to a confirmation vote by the full Senate. The vote occurred after Arizona Republican Jeff Flake suggested reopening Kavanaugh's FBI background check, something that fellow Republican Lindsey Graham says he understands.
Jeff is trying to be fair. I just don't see we're going to benefit from anything in terms of been doing this most of my adult life. It's 35 years ago. You know what you know, and you've heard what you're going to hear. But having said that, this is called democracy.
President Donald Trump's reaction?
Whatever they think is necessary is okay.
But the president says the investigation is to be limited in scope and end in less than 1 week. Facebook reports a major security breach in which 50 million user accounts were accessed by unknown attackers. No passwords or credit card information were stolen, but the attackers would be able to view private messages or post on someone's account. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Some members of the GOP are looking into regulating sport betting. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
House Republicans say they strongly favor new federal regulations on sports gambling after the Supreme Court allowed states to open sports books. At a hearing of a House Judiciary subcommittee, GOP members said that they were concerned advertisements and online gambling platforms could target minors, and they said they also feared the potential for game fixing. No word on how Democrats feel regarding regulating the sportsbook industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
LSU is mourning a 20-year-old basketball player who died after he was shot near the campus of another school in Baton Rouge. LSU Athletics Director Joe Oliva says he knew Wade Sims.
Just a wonderful young man with great smile and great spirit. It's just so senseless and tragic that it has to come to this.
Police are asking anyone with details of the shooting to come forward. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Russia's foreign minister is lashing out at the U.S. and the West in general, denouncing accusations that Moscow was interfering in other countries' affairs. Sergei Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter at the U.N., says the U.S. and West are uninterested in cooperation.
We hear loud statements that not only call into question the legal validity of international treaties, but also declare the priority of self-serving unilateral approaches over the decisions taken in the framework of the United Nations.
Lavrov also accused the West of using political blackmail, economic pressure, and raw force to prevent other nations becoming global rivals. He says U.S.-Russia relations are bad, probably at their all-time low. He also announced that Moscow has started delivering S-300 air defense systems to Syria's government in response to an Israeli airstrike September 17th that mistakenly shot down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. It's time to celebrate America's most popular hot beverage. More from Chris Barnes.
Saturday, National Coffee Day, with plenty of places to score a free or discounted cup of Joe. From Cinnabon to Circle K, Barnes & Noble to Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme, many of the offerings at those places won't even require a purchase. Coffee giant Starbucks, well, it's not giving away any beverages, but it's using National Coffee Day to help the people of Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria, as the company is donating 2 million coffee seeds to help the island territory rebuild.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.